This is our state senator from the 36th district, Senator Jim Stomas, joining us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I am trying to stay as warm as I can. How about you, my friend?
Absolutely. I just pulled into Lansing and walking over to the Bogey Tower for the Sportsman's Caucus. I had a little bit of extra speed in my step this morning, just trying to go from the car to the buildings. And so it is a brisk morning, that's for sure. But it's always to have this part of the winter so that you appreciate the summer that much more.
Well, you're right about that. Well, you know what? We missed it by a weekend with this weather because the last weekend was beautiful for Perchville. I know you were taking in some of the big events and sites.
I was able to make it up, especially for the kickoff and the amazing race.
Yeah.
But so many events throughout the week, and especially this last weekend. I hear that a lot of things went extremely well. It's always good to hear what's going on over in the Tawas area, and so I was glad to hear it was another successful year for the Perchville, and we're excited. Hopefully, we'll have an even better year next year.
Yes, indeed, that's for sure. Well, let's talk about what's happening down in Lansing. What are you going to be working on, Senator?
Well, yesterday was the big day for Lansing for the state budget. And so you have all these small little things that lead up to it with the governor working on his budget, with revenue estimating. But yesterday the governor sat before a joint committee of the House Appropriations and the Senate Appropriations and presented his proposal for the 2016-2017 year. And so one of the key things that I appreciated in the governor's budget was the focus on, again, education and making sure that as we look at the Detroit schools and where we're going to get the funding for that, it's not going to take away from the schools around Michigan, especially in the northern regions. And so as we look at finding a solution for the Detroit public schools, his thought is to use a tobacco settlement for the $750 that's being talked about, $750 million. But leaving the school aid fund full for all of our students across it with, again, another increase in the per pupil basis going up, depending on what school and how certain requirements meet, is, I think, somewhere between a $60 and $120 increase per pupil. Again, continuing to close the gap of those schools that are at the base allowance versus those that get a higher allowance. So I'm happy to see that we continue to close that gap. And he also brought up Flint. Flint was obviously another key subject as part of that, proposing with a multitude of the different things that need to occur within Flint, but about $195 million additional dollars going to help resolve the issues in Flint. One of the other things that I truly appreciated about the governor's budget proposal was that not only is he looking at Flint, but he's looking at all of the state infrastructure.
Yes.
And instead of putting money into the reserve fund, he's actually going to take that money this year or for the next budget and actually start a fund that will hopefully continue to help all of our local communities around the state continue to make investments in the infrastructure, whether it's water, sewer, or other infrastructure projects. So that we continue to make sure that we update it. But, you know, the governor was on that about 4 years ago, but it sort of led to the whole discussion on roads. But if we actually go back and look at his proposal, he said state infrastructure, but we all jumped on the roads, and we were happy that we finally found a solution for roads. But he had looked at this a long time ago, so.
Very good. Well, I know you're in Lansing right now, but you are going to be back in the area. You got some office hours coming up, don't you?
I do. I am going to be in Iosco in Whittemore from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Whittemore Library, and in Hale from 12:45 to 1:45 at the Plainfield Township Community Hall in the community meeting room. And so I'm trying to make sure I'm out in the district, having the opportunity to meet with citizens and hear their concerns. I just had one over in Mile this last Monday, which went real well. I had a great turnout of individuals, both that were just wanting to talk and those that had some concerns that needed to be individually addressed. So we're out there making sure that we continue to listen to the whole region and those that need issues resolved.
Very good. And then, of course, you got some history for us, right?
I do. In this week in history, it's President Reagan's 105th birthday and his Rosa Parks' 103rd birthday. Yes. And so I thought those were sort of a neat subject for history this week. And
you're right. A couple of iconic names in history, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I apologize. I do have to run, Kevin. But,
yeah.
You know, I appreciate the opportunity to talk and look forward to seeing everybody up in Iosco and across the district as we continue throughout the year.
Very good. Now, before I let you go, just real quick, what's the phone number they reach you at, Jim?
Absolutely. And the phone number would be 855-347-8036.
Very good.
Again, 855-347-8036.
State Senator Jim Stamas. Yes.
No, I was just going to say thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome. We'll let you get off to your meetings this morning. Thank you. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, my friend.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.